Total Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters. Cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like your next door neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on last Tuesday. Riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Exclusive 25. All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, March the 15th. The sun is Helios Day, Deity. Helios Deity Day, March the 15th, 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic. Today, we were looking at one of these topics, like, and again, I say this on every show, on a lot of my shows, is that it's a Hebrews 6:1 message. This message is not for new believers. This message is actually dangerous to your theology. If it's not taken correctly, it could cause deformation instead of transformation. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about this idea, this theory, this understanding that some people call the serpent seed. Some people call it, again, soulless entities. I like to refer to it as organic portals. But when we look at it from a psychological or from a worldly perspective, it's called a sociopath or a psychopath. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about the other part of humanity. We're talking about the other part of human nature. We're talking about the dark side of humanity, if you will. We're talking about the seed or the bloodline of Cain. Cain is gain. And so we want to look at it from a little different perspective. Again, there's a lot of people who've done a lot of stuff and done a lot of shows on this particular topic. My good friend, Brother Zen Garcia, who's the expert in that area, did it with the serpent seed. And so we're not really looking at it from that perspective, from the serpent seed perspective, but we are looking at it, again, from the other side, meaning that we're looking at it from an ontological perspective. Now, this is chapter 13 inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Again, we're just covering not really the surface. We want to go in depth a little bit, but for more information or for the complete study on the OP, for a complete study on this subject, please pick up a copy of the book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Again, you guys know if you partner with me at the $400 level for the next 10 months, you get all copies of the 10 books. Every show that I'm doing is a chapter inside of one of these 10 books. Every show that I'm doing in 2015. Is a chapter in one of my 10 books that I'm releasing in 2015. So this is just an introduction today. It's an introduction to what's included inside of the book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Again, in chapter 13, we're talking about, again, the serpent seed. Now, the serpent seed, again, Brother Zen Garcia, good friend of mine. I've had him on my show quite a bit. I've been on his show quite a bit. We've done shows together. So, Brother Zen Garcia, if you haven't read his work, if you haven't heard that name, please Google Zen Garcia or Google Books by Zen Garcia. He's an expert who I refer to also when we're talking about the serpent seed. Now, I'm looking at it more from a psychological and a social path level. Now, I also deal with the serpent race or the serpentine or what is called the snake race or the descendants of the shiny ones or the Benai Hanukash. Now, all of these are terms and words that really doesn't mean too much. They all talk about the same thing, the homunculus. Now, the homunculus, again, my brothers and sisters, is simply people who have no souls. Now, to the average Joe, that sounds a little cray-cray. It's a little out there. When we say serpent seed, we're talking about what it says in the book of Genesis. Now, we've read the story, so, again, not going to go into that because I've covered it so many times, talking about the two seed lines. That's rather controversial. A lot of people in traditional Christendom have never even heard of it. And then the people that do or have heard of it have never really researched it. And see in Genesis chapter 1 where the being that was created in Genesis chapter 1 does not have the breath of life blown into him. Please read it. Read the entire chapter of Genesis chapter 1. See if you see anywhere, maybe after reading it umpteen times, maybe I missed it, but I can't find it. I don't see nowhere where the Creator blew, put a spirit in that being or soul. It wasn't until Genesis 2, Genesis 3, Genesis 4, that we see that God blew the breath of life and he became a living soul. Before that, he didn't have a living soul. So we're talking about there are people on the planet that don't have living souls. Now, that's a tough pill to swallow. But the scripture says God made some vessels of honor and some vessels of dishonor. He says, now, Esau, he hated at birth. Remember, so Esau and Jacob, how you hate somebody before they even born? Well, God know his bloodline. He know his seed line. He understood that he was a descendant. Now, the scripture also says that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will be. So there are certain group of people that are the descendants of Cain, and they only seek gain. That's how you can always tell. That's what I can tell. Now, I'm going to go through the 10 attributes of Cainism, the 10 attributes of the serpentine race, the 10 attributes that if you see this in somebody, you need to walk swiftly. They're like the agents in the Matrix. Remember they told Neo, when you see an agent, run. Well, I used to run too, so I don't, you know, I understand. You know, you get to a certain point in your life and you're going to stop running because you understand who they are, what they do, and how they came about. For many years, I thought I was an agent. I thought I was one of those individuals because I had all 10 of those attributes. And so the enemy wants to make you think that you are one of his. That's his job, is to trick you into thinking that you are part of the serpentine race. Because he under-opened in the sense that if he can con you into believing that, then you will condemn yourself. He ain't got to do it. You'll be walking around broke, busted, and disgusted. You'll think that God don't love you no more, so you'll do exactly what I did. Well, if God don't love me, you know, I'm destined to go to hell anyway. I might as well, you know, put my gasoline drawers on. And I'm going in a flame of fire. That was my mentality. But if you understand that there's another issue at work here, this is the true esoteric work of over understanding what we talked about yesterday, the divine plan of God. You see, there's two paths. There's the broad and then there's the narrow. The broad says you can get salvation through knowledge or through light. The narrow says you can get salvation through life. So you got to exchange your life in exchange for his. So the divine plan is you give up your life here in exchange for a life there. That's how it works. Unfortunately, many of us don't understand that. See, the big issue, my brothers and sisters, is that we have to understand that life right now is cyclical. It is yin-yang, up, down, left, right, happy, sad. It is dualistic. Yahushua came to do away with that. There is one type. that has a soul. There's the other type that doesn't. These are called organic portals. They are called walk-ins. They are called fit extension. These are the individuals that the Cosmic Watcher is looking for because he just walked right in. There's no resistance. Now, if he wants to take control of you, he got to go through this whole 3-4-step process. First, he got to oppress you, cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Then, after years of beating you down, finally, there's enough room inside of your soul because he smushed you down through depression. Depression means a lowering of one's mental state. So the enemy must depress you. He must push down your spirit, God's spirit, to make room for his. So he oppresses you. Then he depresses you. He sprinkles in a little recession, you know, a little poverty. Recession is a voluntary stoppage of normal activity. You normally would pray. You normally would read your Bible. You normally would, you know, maybe go to church. You normally would hang out with other people. You normally would live your life a certain way, but after you've been oppressed for a long period of time, then you've been depressed, then you can't get no job, you're on welfare, things are going bad, you go into recession, finally you are ripe. You are begging, please, please take control of the wheel. And then you become possessed. Now, it's not like in the movies. It's not like your head don't start spinning. You're not going to spit out no green stuff. You're not going to, you know, morph into no hideous creature. That's not how the Cosmic Rapture works. Social path, I've never seen an ugly one. In fact, soulless entities are so beautiful, so charming, so cunning. Yeah, it's not like in the movies, brothers and sisters. Why do you think they make the enemy look all evil and hideous in the movie? Anything that you see in society that is presented, it just put it in reverse. We live in a reverse world. So anything that they are promoting, you do the opposite. That's what I do. Okay, everybody goes to the left, I'm going to the right. I don't even ask. At this point in my life, I don't even research. I don't have to debate it. If something comes out and it's promoted by mainstream media, if they come out with a new food item, I already know it's full of genetically modified organisms. Why? It's on TV, it's in a commercial. You mean to tell me you can get on David Letterman? You can go and you can do the circuit. Your name is plastered in life. You on Oprah, and you all over the country, and everybody loves you. That is the number one sign for me. Now, for everybody else, maybe a little different, but that's how I know. Did you really think the Cosmic Watcher is going to promote you, and you try to tear down his kingdom? You're going to be just like me, doing blog talk shows in front of 10 people. You think they're going to put me in front of a stadium with 100,000 people? Good luck with that. That's not how the enemy works, brothers and sisters. But the thing that blows me away is that the enemy will sit up in plain sight and you will go and pay money to get possessed. That blows my cookies right there. We're paying for our own demise. So the serpent seed, my brothers and sisters, an organic portal. Let's get into this. The ontological makeup, brothers and sisters, from a Gnostic point of view, there is a what they call a pre-Adamic man, a pre-Adamic race. Now, if you go to Google or any good research, it talks about this. It breaks it down. But primarily, there's a lot of different types of mankind, Homo erectus, Homo Neanderthal, Homo gigantuus, Homo sapien, Homo, that's like 7 or 8 of them. Different variations of mankind. I break this down inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Well, what we're looking at is the pre-Adamic and the Adamic. Before Adam and then Adam. Adam had a soul. Everything before Adam didn't. That's why they put Adam. Why do you think when God created Adam, he put him in the garden? Now, the word garden means den of enclosure. Adam had to be protected. The question, whenever you ask the question, you are embarking upon a quest. The quest means a journey in search of truth. So whenever you ask the question, now the question I'm asking, who was God protecting Adam from? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. Who was God? Why did God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, den of enclosure, den of pleasure? Why did he put them in there and protect them? Who are you protecting them from? Oh, I know. Those pre-Adamic knuckleheads out there. That was Eden folks, drinking blood. They were vampires of vampirism. There was the ones that were doing all the rituals and the paganistic stuff that you see now Christians doing. Craziest thing since sliced bread. We got believers doing the same thing that the pagans do because they never researched and saw what the pagans was doing before paganism joined into Christianity. So one type has a soul or has soul potential. The other has no individual soul. That's the difference between a OP, a organic portal, and a true, again, light being. Now, only the former, again, has the inherent capacity to evolve, if you want to use that word, into what is called a magnetic fusion of higher and lower centers. Now, that's just a fancy way of saying you got the potential to be saved. Now, brothers and sisters, the Cosmic Grotor knows that. He's trying to get all beings on his side. The Father is trying to get all beings on his side. Thankfully, according to John 10 and Ephesians 2, which I highly recommend, because if you are like me and you thought you was an organic portal, that means you did not have a soul. I'm going to tell you how you know if you are or if you are not. If you think you are, then you want to read really quickly John chapter 10 and Ephesians chapter 2 to keep your sanity. If you believe you are a vessel of dishonor, if you believe, again, like Judas, okay, what about Pharaoh? You're talking about, somebody getting a bad lot. It says, for this purpose was he made. What? His purpose was to keep the children out of Egypt. And then basically go out to the battlefield and, you know, that's what he said. God hardens Pharaoh's heart. Because Pharaoh was like, hey, I don't want, after the 10 plagues and stuff, Pharaoh had enough. And he was about to let the people go. And then God hardened his heart. He said, man, I'm going to go back out. But you notice how God hardened his heart, right? Pharaoh's wife. Remember in the movie? Is there laughter out here in the desert? They laughing at you. So Pharaoh, again, he got his emotions stirred up. He got his lower chakra system stirred up because that's the number one calling card for a pre-Adamic man. Pre-Adamic man only exists on the lower three chakras. They don't have the other four. Now, chakra systems, again, I'm not a really big, that's more New Age stuff. And, you know, do we have it? Sure. If chakra centers, those are seven what they call energy centers. In other words, it's the thing that makes you you. Now, you can worship it, like some people do, and you activate the kundalini, and you can ascend and all that great stuff, and then you totally miss it. And now you're into knowledge, and you're not into life. Yahushua says that, pick up your cross, follow me. So unless you're not living the life like Yahushua lived, versus getting into light or knowledge, is a very fine line, brothers and sisters, because we perish for lack of knowledge. But if you spend all your life getting knowledge and you don't have no life, you are in big trouble. So an organic portal, they major in the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. I talk about it all the time. They love to have fun. They love to party. Or they love to fight. They will fight at the drop of a hat. Look at them wrong, and they're ready to punch you in the face. And procreate. They love to procreate. Now, some of these people, now there is a term that's thrown around called an anthropod. What I want to emphasize, my brothers and sisters, is that the scripture contains a plethora of references about the coexistence on this planet of different beings. I love, again, Genesis 6, where it says, those who come from heaven, they came down to earth, they saw the daughters of men, they went into them, they had sex with them. Their offspring was called the Nephilim. They were the giants. They were called the men of renown. So Nimrod, Napoleon, every great warrior in history was a demagogue. He was half man. He was half God. Now, you thought that was Greek mythology, right? I did too. Well, I thought it was just, you know, just make-believe stuff. All that stuff really happened. Minotaur and all of that stuff that we see in all Greek mythology, that's all inside of the scriptures that they took out of the Helios Biblios, so therefore you can't see it. But it said that they went into birds, they went into beasts, and they defiled them, and they created offspring, hideous. So there was men with bird heads. Now, all of this inside of the ancient text that is not inside of the canonized book. Whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. They got fossils. Now, right now, you can go, there's underground fossils that's not available to the public in the Smithsonian. What are they? Giants, 19 feet tall. Men with bird heads. Bulls and goats and, what do you think, Pam? What do you think? They got pictures And so you think they just made these stories up from Greek mythology out of thin air? No, brothers and sisters, that is a plethora of different kinds of man. A lot of those kinds of man, they defiled. They are defiled. That means that they are devoid. They are devoid of what? Mind, reason, emotion, imagination, and intellect. Now, that means that their reasoning centers are not quite as attuned as yours. So when we look at this, brothers and sisters, you meet somebody, and they crack jokes. Oh, man, they're the life of the party, right? Now, you're a young whippersnapper. You're in your early 20s, and, you're not, quite as, sharp. So what do you think when I was raising my children, what do you think I was telling them to look for when they go to college? I got a son who's a senior right now. What do you think I'm telling him? So you meet somebody that, used to be like me. Love the crack jokes, have fun, party. I wasn't really too much into the party scene, so that, I think, was one of the things that I should have looked at, but I didn't. But I had the other attributes, the other 10. And so if you don't understand that when you meet somebody, you're going to try to save somebody. You're going to marry somebody. You're going to invest in somebody. You're going to spend your life with somebody. And you are wasting your time. It's like pissing in the wind. Now, I know you like me. Now, I'm a 6. I don't know if there's anybody. I haven't met too many people that have a cape on and that was flying around trying to save everybody like I was. I was the captain of the, save a blank squad. Oh, man, I wanted to save everybody. You couldn't walk past me in need. I was taking out my wallet. I wanted to help everybody. But these are tares. The Bible talks about the wheat and the tares. So they are human tares. They are called anthropotic or anthropods. Now, this is a race or this is a descendant of the pre-Adamic humanity. Now, you must understand that there's a huge difference between the pre-Adamic man and the Adamic man. But the primary thing, again, all of this inside of the book, The Ontological History of Mankind, if you partner with me, you will get a copy of not only this book, but all 10. Again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. This is imperative. Your life may depend upon it, your eternal life. Because, brothers and sisters, the difference is not perceivable by the senses. Let me say it again. You cannot tell these individuals. They look just like you. They walk like you. They breathe like you. They talk like you. They do everything exactly like you. It can't be detected by your 5 senses. You got to have the ruling. You got to have the Ruach. You got to have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you your 6th sense, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, something's off with Jim Bob. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. He's saying all the right things. I like him. He's a cool dude. But I get a vibe from Jim Bob that I just don't get from other people. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But there's something about it. I love when women tell me that. Women will tell you that, and it's amazing to me because they never listen to it. Women will tell you. Women will talk to. They will tell you, what? I don't know. Something's off. I got a vibe. I got a feeling. Feeling when in relationships. I talk to women, and they got a feeling that their man is cheating. 5 years they've been having this feeling, and they never talked to him. They never said anything. And they found out, all 5 years, he was cheating. So the woman's 6th sense, that intuition, God gives you that for a reason. But we don't listen to it. And so these individuals understand that. Now, sociopaths, they're different, but they, in my book, pretty much the same thing. We must understand, brothers and sisters, that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood when you go up against these individuals. So you're going to be angry at them. Women, you find out your man is cheating, you're angry at your man. I don't know why. Why are you angry at your man? There's a ruling disposition behind your man. You might want to address that. Because guess what? You can tell your man he'll stop cheating for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then a ruling disposition, because most of them don't even know that they are or that they have that ruling disposition. All they know that they are empowered. They don't know how. They don't know why. They haven't sit down and done the research. You know how long it took me to get to this point? Now, I could have been young, dumb, and stupid and took the medication that they told me, because that's what they told me. They, something's wrong with you, man. You're a little high strung. Now, again, these 10 attributes, let's go through them. So when I had all these 10 attributes of what they call sociopathic behavior. Now, a sociopath, these guys, like I was, are masters of disasters. They are gurus. Now, number one, are people that are devoid. Now, remember, if you have a soul, that means you have a mind, you have a will, you have an emotion. Our emotions are the ability to have emotions. You have imagination and you have intellect. So when you meet somebody that doesn't have those five things, then what you are meeting, brothers and sisters, is a chameleon. So what they do is they mimic. They're good mimickers. I know, I used to be one. Now, I'm not telling you stuff. This is not book stuff right here. We're getting ready to go down a slippery slope. Very few people can tell you this unless they've been down this slippery slope. Like I said, 40-plus years, I thought I was one. January the 1st of 2009, after I had been saved, preaching, walking around, teaching, laying hands on folks, you know, transferring demons to people, and I wasn't casting nothing out. Finally, God slapped me upside the head and said, stop beating your head against the prick. Because, see, I was proving. I set out. It was my life purpose to prove that God didn't love me. He couldn't love me. How in the hell God love me if the way, you know how I was raised? Man, I was beat with metal pipes. Have you ever got hit with a wet rope or an extension cord? How about a hot iron in your back? I got a brand in my back. Where do you think he came from? And my mom watched as this individual did this to me, and she had a Bible in her hand most of the time that she was punching me in the mouth. So, yeah, I had some issues. But, see, the enemy, he's smart. He gets you when you're young if you got a soul, and he beats you down to make you think you don't have one. So there's a lot of people who think that when I walk on, they think they're social paths. They think they're organic portals. They think they're not part of the – they think that they are tear and they're not a weak. They've been conned, and now they are condemning themselves. The word con means swindled damnation. So that means I'm going to swindle you into damning yourself. That's what happened to me. Oh, man, I had no self-worth, no self-esteem, and self-esteem. I was a blank slate. I would walk into a room, I would scan, find the most charismatic guy in there, and I would watch him, and then I would just mimic. And I could mimic anybody. I became a good mimicker. I didn't know Jack because I had it beat out of me. And so you're going to run into real OPs, organic portals, and you're going to run into fake OPs. You have to be able to understand spiritually the difference, because the organic portals, they do not possess higher reasoning centers. They have the three lower chakra systems, but they don't have the other four, five, really. Mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. They don't have it. And so they are walking, what I call the walking dead. Now, this happened again. My brothers and sisters, when the personality centers are not developed inside of a person, they don't have the ability to put reason and logic together. In other words, cause and effect doesn't match. And it is very difficult to counsel someone who loves somebody who don't have cause and effect. Meaning, I punch you. I don't understand why you punch me back. It's not fate. I'm telling you, I've talked to these people. When I worked in a supermax prison, I would sit down and I would ask them, so you stabbed him 30 times, and then you ate some of his body parts, and you didn't see anything wrong with that. No, I didn't see nothing. They were actually in the wrong place at the wrong time. The way I pick my victims is I just sit out there, and I figure if they're stupid enough to come out at 2 o'clock in the morning into a dark alley by themselves, that they were asking me to rape them and eat them. So, and that makes sense to you. That makes sense. They don't have the reasoning mechanism that you have. So you would sit and you would talk and you would reason with these individuals, and they will look, they will have tears rolling down their feet. They don't have the ability to have remorse or emotion, so they're going to mimic. They're going to think because they sense that you are telling them that they should be remorseful, so they're going to drum it up. It's not authentic emotion, but they're going to try to give you that emotional response because you're asking them for it. So when you are encountering someone who does not have the five reasoning centers that you have, it is very dangerous for you. Very dangerous. You cannot afford. Women, fathers, you got daughters. I don't know if my daughter's listening to this. I remember my daughter called me one time, but she almost got raped. She had a pool party. And I had to give, man, yeah. And I told her, and she knew. All she kept doing, she just kept apologizing. Dad, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, why you put yourself in that environment? You knew, you know. They don't have that capacity. If you stimulate the lower chakra systems, they can't turn it off. They don't have a governor. They don't have a conscience. OPs don't have conscience. They don't have the identifying I personality. You know how you have a feel. Most people have a feeling of identity. They have something that says, this is me. OPs don't have that. They are looking for it. They don't have it. They will never have it. They'll never have an eye because they don't have a soul. There is no identifying unless the Father. Now, thankfully, again, Ephesians 2 says that the Father, he's taking the two seeds that are far off, and he's bringing them together to make one new seed, one new man. So there's hope. John 10 says that Yahushua, he's only coming for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the tribe of Judah. That's it. Nobody else. That's it. But then if you keep reading in John 10, he says, after I get all of my sheep, I'm going to come back for the other shepherd's sheep. That's me. Thank you. That's hope. Because without that verse in John 10, for the goy, for the goyims, for the Gentiles, which I'm one, I don't know about you, that would be no hope for me. But thankfully, the Father said, after I get my sheep, guess what? I'm coming back. Why do you think the cosmic guato is so angry? Could you imagine? Let's say you got children. Somebody gonna come into your house. This is his house, his planet. And they're gonna take your children. They're gonna adopt them. They're gonna change their last name, and they're gonna take them. They're gonna take them from the ghetto, and they're gonna take them to Hollywood. They're gonna give them a new car, a new house, new clothes. They're gonna show them the good life. How would you feel? Would you fight for your children? So why do you think the devil's fighting for his? So when you talk to a Luciferian, see, they know this. They understand, and they know they don't have souls. Do you really think Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and all of these guys who do what they do, you really think that those guys don't know what they're doing? You think Katy Perry don't know what she's doing? You ever listen to Katy Perry's interviews? She would tell you herself, proud of the fact, because he gave her the ability to feel, because before that she had a big dark hole in her heart. Nothing was in there until Lucifer gave her this capacity. Even though it's fake, it's an inferior position. And so if we don't, now this goes a whole lot deeper, but if we don't understand the basic premise and why we need the indwelling and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, because why? The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit draws the line. It is the separate. It separates the wheat from the tares, because the Father says what? Let the wheat and the tares grow up together, and then I will separate them at the end. So there are wheats and tares in the same family. You probably know some of them. You know that somebody in your family that's a little cray-cray. You've been talking to them no matter what you do. Like I said, I got a brother, stepbrother. Man, he's been in prison since he was 14. I think he's 50-something now. Get out, go right back. Get out, right, go right back. Get out, right back, right back. Man, my own brother, now, in his defense, he's no longer here. My blood brother, we got different fathers. And the lad raped his own daughters. My brother. I'm not talking about somebody that I read in a book. His own daughters, three of them. Now, my brothers, and it's funny when we all get together, because none of them knuckleheads are under 6'5". Their father was 7'5". You don't even want to know how tall my father was. I don't know what my mom was thinking, but that's another study for another time. And it's interesting to me, again, because people say all the time, I'm not saying that, you know, large or tall or big people are, you know, that's a trait. All I'm saying is, according to the Bible, all of the Nephilim, they were giants. That's what the word Nephilim means. It means giant. It means gargantuan, homo gargantuan. They have a genetic marker that makes them large. I remember the first time I saw David Robinson in person. I did not think that was I like, whoa. You ever seen Shaquille O'Neal? I think I probably come to Shaquille O'Neal's ankles. I mean his knees. I love that movie called Shaquille O'Neal and that little comedian. What's his name? They were standing side by side in that one movie that they made. It was comical. These are very, very big men. They're not normal. Now, am I saying that they are OPs? I have no clue. But, yeah, like I said before, I just get this vibe. Can't put my finger on it. But so far, almost 60-plus years on the planet, guess what? I ain't never been wrong. Not once. Not once have I been wrong when I had that feeling. That's why I go with it. 24/7, 365. Wherever that feeling goes, I go. If the feelings say turn left, I turn left. I don't even question it no more. Because I understand. That's the Ruach. That's the Pneuma. That's the Holy Spirit. So number one, social paths, organic portals, OPs, serpent seed. Number one, very charming. I'm not talking about this, how you doing, charming. No. I'm talking about you cannot. These individuals are empowered. It's like they got a glow. It's like they got a magnet. It's like they got something. You don't know what it is, but it's like, you know, you should be repelled, but you're not. These are over-the-top A personality people. Over-the-top. Way, way over-the-top. Now, I haven't seen that movie, 50 Shades of Grey, but based upon what I've heard about it, yeah, that homeboy is a sociopath. He is an organic portal. He is a serpent seed because, again, he has all of the over-the-top, usually very, very charming, very, very asexual, very strongly attractive, and they have weird fetishes, like strange stuff that's out of the blue. You know, that was, you know, eating, I mean, not necessarily dietary, but just kind of weird, you know, weird, kinky, if you want to use that term, things. Now, there's nothing wrong with, you know, because a normal person could have that. That's not what I'm saying. Because we've got now other things to look at. Number two, now other than just, you know, number one, charming, very, very, very important. Because, again, the word demonic means genius. The word genius means intelligent. Very, very, very high IQ. So these individuals, again, are very, very, very intense. I'm not talking about somebody that's focused. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that somebody that's very – I'm talking about if you get them off their game, they become very, very irritated very quickly. And these individuals take unnatural risk. Unnatural. I'm talking about they do the stuff I used to do. They purposely – now, I can't tell you some of the stuff that I used to do because you guys probably won't be listening to the show. So I'm going to save that for another time. But they put themselves in harm's way on purpose. That means that they do things on purpose – to try to tempt God because they know that they are protected. They don't know they got an inward, they have like an inward witness. And unless you've been with somebody like that, unless you know somebody like that, it's like the story I was telling earlier today, the whole Vietnam thing. If you got a death wish, nothing happens to you. You can walk through a hail of bullets and just for some other reason, like you got a shield around. That's what I'm talking about. These people put themselves and use something, stuff that you would never do all the time, and nothing happens to them. It's like they got a, you know, like they got a guardian angel or something. That's number two. Number three, they are incapable. They have no remorse or guilt whatsoever. I'm not talking about if you do something bad and you feel bad. They can mimic it, but they don't have it authentically. They don't see their, now this is scientifically proven. Their brains lack the circuitry to process emotions. Scientifically proven. Their brains doesn't have the circuitry. It does not have a neurological network for emotions, energy and emotions to travel down. So if you meet somebody like that and they punch you upside the head and you ask them why and they laugh, They probably spit on you. They may proceed, you know, if you live, they probably going to, you know, carve you up a couple of times. They may even bury you in the backyard. And then go home and sleep like a baby. No emotions. No emotions whatsoever. You will see people like that. You probably know somebody like that. They do not have the biological capacity for emotions. These people will betray you. These people will stab you in your back. These people will look you in your eye with tears rolling down their face while they take your money out of your bank account. These people only exist in high levels of government. Go to most CEOs. Now hopefully you're writing down the list, right? Number one, very charming. Number two, very intense. Number three, no emotions, none, zero, zip, zada. They would mimic it, but they don't have it. Unless they see it, they can't do it. Number four, these people they can't tell the truth. They invent outrageous. I'm talking about lying is normal. And you can always tell. Because you ask them something, come back next week and ask them the same question. Now, if they're good like I was, they already know the game. So they write it down. They got a 3x5 card with them. But you can always tell because they got to think. If you tell the truth, you ain't got to think about where you was at last Thursday. You may think just to remember it. What was that last Thursday? Oh yeah, that's right. I went to what's the name? That you're gonna have. It's just gonna normally roll off your tongue. But these dudes and gals, oh no, they're trying to remember. Okay, what did I say last time? And you know what's funny? Well, it's not funny. It's kind of sad. Well, it's in their defense. It's not their fault. They were born this way. Thankfully, the father can help them. If they go to, it's like if you're sick. If you go to the sick, you got to go to the doctor. You got cancer, and you don't go to the doctor. All you don't do no home remedy. You just sit there, and all you do is just hope the cancer go away. Good luck with that. So if you're sick, the Yahushua says, the Bible says that Jesus came for the sick, not for the well. He says the sick has need of a physician. So a sociopath is... He lies, she lies to the point of absurdity. You will see it, and it's like you're listening to an extreme storyteller. And you know what? It would be so good you would start to believe it. I mean, these guys, you know the guy, you know, you should be thinking about the same guy I'm thinking about. This guy named over in Nazi Germany, a guy named Hitler. What do you think he was? He was an OP. He was a walk-in. He was a serpent seed. He was a sociopath. This dude was a walking, talking, breathing maniac. That's why he was able to do. How can you walk through people like that? It's not humanly possible. You can't do that. A human being with a conscience cannot kill that many people. That's not possible. Not even one person. I can't go kill a dog. And so you mean to tell me you can take another man's life and go home and sleep like a baby and get up the next day and go do it again? These are the people that I used to work with inside the Supermax prison. And so when I was talking to these individuals, there was a guy, and then I'll tell you the guy's story. They made a Lifetime movie about this dude, and his name was called The Animal. This dude escaped out of a Supermax prison with the help of, like he put it, you know, and it was some cray-cray stuff. There's no way he could have gotten to the warden's office. It's not possible. He is not even seen on the video cameras. Nobody to this day can tell how this guy got out of his cage. He tore through a chain-link fence with his bare hands. I saw the videotape. It's not humanly possible. The dude never showered. He never shaved. I think he was in there for like 5 years. He stuck so bad, it's like you couldn't even go in there without gagging. These dudes really exist. I've seen them. And I've talked to them. And this dude, he couldn't tell the truth to save his own life. He just make up stuff. He was just talking circles. Didn't have the capacity. Number five, these dudes and these gals, they don't have win. I mean, they don't have a lose mechanism. That's why it's so dangerous. If you come into their circle and they make up in their mind that you are it, they can't lose. The only way you lose is if you put a bullet in their head. That's it. These guys, OPs, serpent seed, walk-ins, organic portals, psychosocial paths, they dominate others at all costs. They have to win. You got to make them think they're winning in order for you to escape. And I tell women all the time, you know, you're in a one-on-one confrontation with the guy. There's no way you can physically beat. Go along until he's vulnerable. Don't be yelling and screaming and scratching. And he tells you, if you scream again, I'm going to do black. You might not want to scream again. You wait when he's vulnerable and you make your move, because he in it to win it. These guys can't lose, because losing brings back the failure mechanism that is there. It reemphasizes they can't, they don't want to go back to that dark place. So they will do anything, anything within their power, everything at all costs, because they hate to lose. They can't even lose an argument. That's why you got to let them win. They will defend and they will defy at all costs. They will totally, totally devour. And I see them on Facebook all the time. They come on my page and they post some crazy stuff. They immediately attack my character. And I've never met them. They never attack my message. So I instantly know I'm dealing with a ruling disposition. So you know what I do? Yes, sir. Absolutely. There's a message on that right now on my Facebook page where this guy calling me out of my name, calling me coon, spirit chucker, this, that, and the other. You know what I said? Yes, sir. Absolutely. No problem. Guess what he did? He left. These are trolls. I got a picture of a can, and I put it on my Facebook page every once in a while that this one sister gave me. It's called Troll Spray. And so when I get a bunch of negative comments, I put that on there, and it's comical. It's a little humor, but that's what they are. People who control are themselves controlled. Now, you do know the word control means con, which means to swindle, troll, large, clumsy demon. Please do not believe me. Go to dictionary.com, type in the word control, and then break it down. Type in the word con, and you will see what it means to swindle. Type in the word troll at the other L, that's silent, T-R-O-L-L. You will see that it means large, clumsy demon. So people who control are themselves controlled by a large, clumsy demon. Now, it sounds like, okay, yeah, brother, I don't know about all that, but unfortunately, if you run into one of these cats, your life could be in danger. Let's say you go to a dating site. You know, we got all of these dating sites now, and it's crazy to me because now you got all social media. I know women that would go to another city and meet a guy that they've never seen, because they met him on Facebook or they met him in some dating site, and they agreed to meet him somewhere. Oh, man. You better hope and pray to God that he's not an organic turtle. He's not a walk-in. He's not a sociopath. He's not a psychopath. He's not a serpent seed. Because they cannot, they don't understand the word no. He's getting a little aggressive, and you say no. That doesn't compute. Again, he has no reason. He has no logic. He has no emotions. He has no imagination. He has no intellect. Not the way we do. Theirs is different. Their brain waves are actually different. Now, again, this is all biologically proven. And that's what the scripture talks about when it talks about the wheat and the tares. Because the good seed will rise again, but the tares that it talks about all in two scriptures, it says, let them grow up together. And so when we're talking about this, we must understand that now these five things that I'm going through is just the obvious things to help you to identify. But there's some biological stuff, and then the bigger stuff is the spiritual makeup. The ruling dispositions are the viceroys that actually animate these individuals. There are jinns, there are genies, there are mojos, there are sprites. Now they inhabit the bodies of the blue bloods, preferably. Now, you guys, again, I do apologize. Step on a few toes. I apologize in advance. I am not saying you cannot make a blank statement about anybody. I understand it. There are exceptions to every rule, including this one. But these individuals, they have a movie on YouTube I talk about all the time. It's called Immortality. And in this movie, there's a guy. He has a physical body, but he has the head of a bird. He's supposed to be Horus. So he's going around and he's looking for a body. He finds a guy called Nikolai. Now, I have a book called The Doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Now, this is inside of the book of Revelations. It's inside of the Bible. Now, you could and you should pick up a copy of my book, The Gospel or The Doctrine of the Nicolaitans. If you have not heard of the Nicolaitans, now in this movie, the guy's name is Nicolai. The spirit that possesses him is Horus. He comes out of prison in this movie, and he's looking for only blue bloods. Now in the movie, the lady that he takes over, her lips, her hair, everything's blue. Indicates the blue blood. You know the blue blood is right. O negative blood. Why? It is hemocyanin. What is hemocyanin? That's hemoglobin. That's us. You know, I can't say the word normal because, again, there's no such thing as normal. There's hemoglobin and then there's hemocyanin. If you go to Google and type in horseshoe crab, that's a perfect example. They use, all medical studies use the blood of a horseshoe crab to study the effects of it. Why? The horseshoe crab is hemoglobin. It has very low iron, very low oxygen. It has a very high copper, and it has a very high oxidation process. It doesn't carry oxygen. It carries copper. And it doesn't carry iron. I'm sorry, it doesn't carry iron. It carries copper. And this blood, again, is the type of blood that these entities, if we want to use that term, look for. Because there's no oxygen. Because oxygen, again, is oxygen. That is one of the, again, characteristics of the Most High. Because if you notice, when the Most High spoke into the water was already here. Inside of my book, The Cosmic Rock Tour, in order for the enemy to create, he had to ask the Father, Father, can I borrow some water? So he could not manipulate or do anything on this dimension unless he had H2O, hydrogenes, oxygenes. This is the genes of God. Now, that's another study for another time, because that will blow your cookies. Now, you do know that you are made up of hydrogenes, oxygenes, nitrogenes, and then you got one thing that's not a gene, carbon. Where and what is carbon? Carbon is a hex. It is a box. It is something that carries genes. So you are hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen inside of a carbon vessel. It's called dirt. It's called your body. And if you understand the chemicals, no scriptures needed. Just look at your biology, brother. Look at your biology, sister, from a biological perspective. There is a firefly. The firefly is the only animal on the planet that has a bioluminescent animal. He has a luciferant gene. There is a gene called a luciferance. It produces cold light. There's no such thing. But there is such a thing. So anytime light, all light produces heat, except Lucifer's light. But that's another study for another time. I have a book available at the website, masterteacher33.com. You want to blow your cookies? Read the biological proof of the existence of Lucifer. It's called luciferance. Science has gave him a gene. What about the ether? I just talked about that book. I didn't even finish that one yet. It is the ether. What is it called? Lumiferance. I know I'm messing up on the pronunciation. In other words, it is the atmosphere of Lucifer. And so now we have the blood of Lucifer. Now, I'm not saying if you have that blood type that you are a bad guy. That is not what I'm saying. So please don't call me. Please don't email me. Please don't send me no death threats. I've already got enough of them, man. I get them every day. I need to take that, because I have an article on my Facebook page about the blood of the gods, and people still read it. I wrote it 10 years ago. People still reading it. Still, I get, man, at least 10 comments every day about new people who are reading it, about the RH factor. Go to your doctor and ask him, but he won't tell you. Ask your doctor, where does RH negative blood come from, and then watch the look on his face. Just say, hey, doc. What does Rh negative factor mean in my blood? Or, you know, if you don't have it about a family member or somebody, just ask any medical doctor. And then pause Don't say anything else. Just ask him, hey, doc, where does Rh negative blood come from? Just ask him and see what he says. And so these, this is the preferred vehicle. As I said before, I'm sure Shaq probably prefers to drive in a very large vehicle. Why? He's a very large man. Now, could Shaq drive in a Volkswagen Beetle? Maybe he put the seat all the way back, maybe take out the back seat. He probably could drive in it, but would it be comfortable? I'm sure Shaq would probably prefer to drive in a big, huge Bentley, a big car because he's a big guy. Well, same thing with these entities. They prefer to drive a specific type of human. And so they go around looking for that specific type of human. Now, you need to understand that in case you are that specific type of human. Because you may be a card-carrying, Bible-toking, tongue-talking, fire-breathing believer. But you got O negative blood. That means you hemocrying. That means you are a blue blood. That means that your body doesn't carry as much oxygen and hydrogen. It's a fit extension. Because their goal is to pollute the bloodline. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. But the life of the spirit is in the breath. So you're worried about your blood type. You might want to be concerned about your breath type. So they know how to manipulate because they're good extensions. Now we left off with number five. What about number six? Number six, again, this is a cookie blower for me. Because this is the one that really, really, really was tough. These are the most, they have the highest IQs on the planet. I had a big problem with this. I wrestled and wrestled with rabbits and frogs. Go read James 3. You guys know I was a James 3 Negro for a very long time. I make no qualms about it. That's how you think I know what I know? People ask me all the time, hey, Doc, man, how you find your stuff? Well, I don't have to find it, dog. I lived it. It's different. When you read stuff in a book, that's great. Don't get me wrong. Book knowledge is great. I encourage read. I got 50 books. You can start with reading mine. Go to my website at masterteacher33.com. You want to read some books? I got 50 of them. Take your pick. But unfortunately, that's not going to get you saved. People think that knowledge and light is going to save you. No, it's life of Christ. That's going to save you. What saved me? Life. No books. I read a bunch of books. It didn't do nothing. But when I started identifying with the life, the characteristics of Yahushua, that's when my life changed. And so these individuals know that. So they put all of their emphasis on intelligence. They are the most intelligent people on the planet, bar none. Now, this is very tough for the average person to understand. That's why I always do the etymology of the word, starting with James 3. It says, there is a power that does not come from above. It is earthly, number one, central, number two, demonic, number three. Earthly, that means that all of their goals are materialistic. That's what, number one. Again, now remember, when we started off the show, we talked about the three L's. So that's like you already know. Okay, you meet... Woman, you meet this guy, and he just want to go out. He want to hit the club every night. He's a party animal, okay? Just make a little tick mark. And then you're talking to this guy, and y'all getting ready to go to the movies, and you're standing in the line, and somebody cut in line, and the dude goes off. And he tells you, baby, I'm protecting your honor. Nobody's going to cut in front of us in the line. He punched the dude in the face. He's ready to kill somebody for accidentally bumping into his shoulder. I used to go to the club all the time, and it was, step on somebody's shoes. Hey, man, what's wrong with you? Some guy would say, oh, excuse me, man, sorry. These guys, that's not enough. Sorry doesn't help. There's going to be an altercation. They love to fight. Just make another tick mark. That's number two. And then the only thing on their mind is procreating. Fun, fighting, and effing. Okay, that's tick mark number three. You might want to, just make a little mental note. And then you go through these 10 attributes that we're going through right now. Again, now remember, number one, charming. Number two, intense. I'm not talking about none of this, oh, he's focused, he's driven. No, this, he win or die. Like 50 said, get rich or die trying. Number three, no shame in his game. They don't have no remorse. They don't have empathy. They don't have sympathy. They don't have no kind of an emotional connection. Number four, they lie. 24/7, 365. They lie about not lying. They lie when they're telling the truth. They don't have the ability to tell the truth. Number five, they win at all costs. They dominate. They're control freaks. You meet somebody that got those five attributes, you might want to start looking for the door. Quick. Because they're trying to control you. Oh, hey, oh, hold on, where you going, honey? Oh, I thought I was going to go to the store. Okay, hold on, let me go with you. Control freaks. No, I'm not talking about because you love somebody, you want to be with them. I'm not talking about that. You will know the difference because they want to watch you while you're in the restroom. Hey, where you going to the restroom? Oh, leave the door open. And then they want to control your friends. They want to buy, you buy the phone? Okay, I'll get it for you. They want to control every aspect of your life. Number six, they are highly intelligent. I'm not talking about just being smart. I'm not talking about gifted. You know the word, you know what the word demonic means? It means the ability to know the unknowable. How do you know what's going to happen and nobody on the planet don't know? Now, remember, I had all 10 of these. That's why I thought I was one. And I don't know. Hey, all I know, I wasn't born that way. I was born a little, I was an empath. So you guys know what an empath was. So when I was a little kid, I saw stuff. I don't know why I could see it and nobody else could see it. And I used to tell people stuff and nobody could see it. I used to call them the shadow people. And I say, y'all didn't see that? And my brother and sister was like, man, you better stop playing. And I loved animals. I loved nature. I would be underneath my grandmother's house playing with chickens and pigs. I was raised on a farm. And I was so connected. And so when my grandma said, boy, go out there and catch the chicken. We're going to eat dinner tonight. I'm like, no, you can't. I named them all. You can't take Rex. My grandma said, if you don't go out there and catch that chicken, man, you're going to get beat. So I would get beat instead of catching the chicken. Because I was connected. I mean, I had named Rex. We used to play together. And so that got beat out of me quick. You can't be a sensitive a little black kid, at least especially not where I grew up. That don't go together. And so I lost that. I found out that being sensitive in the hood would get you killed. And so I said, okay, seemed like the guys that didn't have no emotions, the guys who had these 10 steps, seemed like those guys were the guys that run the hood. And they had respect. Nobody was fighting them. Nobody was picking on them and stuff. So I said, you know, I made up in my mind to be like Mike. So I started watching all the bad guys, and I saw what they was doing. And I started duplicating it. And guess what? It worked. People left me alone. People stopped beating me up. Nobody was stealing my bike. Nobody was taking my lunch money anymore. But then I didn't have this piece of the puzzle, though, demonic. I couldn't get that. I wanted it. I tried. I even asked. I remember praying one time, and I was saying, okay, devil, you know, obviously, you know, God, yeah, he's a little short-winded. He's not what I thought he was. So, devil, if you're out there, hook me up. Nothing happened, thankfully. The word demonic, have you ever looked it up, brothers and sisters? If you go to dictionary.com and type in the word demonic, it means inspired. It means indwelling spirit genius. Now, out of everything that the word demonic means, the part that bothers me, genius, G-E-N-I-U-S. All my life, I wanted to be a genius. The word genius means exceptional capacity of intelligence. Exceptional. High IQ. Genius. The word genius means having an extraordinary high intelligence. What's wrong with that? Right? What's wrong with that? It means a gift of aptitude. The word genius means distinctive character or spirit. The word genius means a guardian spirit. The word genius, again, means one of good spirit or evil. And then if you keep going down to the bottom of the page for the real meaning, the word tutelary deity comes up. Now, I talked about that word tutelary on many, many shows. That word tutelary, again, it means a guardian or protector, tutelary. It means something, some power, some entity, some deity, something comes along and tutors you. It means a tutor, demonic. Now, this tutelary genius, now, if you're a genius, I'm a genius because I got to listen to the show. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just reading the definition. Genius, tutelary God, Latin, comes from the Latin word genius, which means a guardian deity or spirit which watches over a person from birth. It is a spiritual incantation that grants talents and prophetic skills. Genius. That's the definition of the word demonic. So you're going to go and tell Bill Gates, hey, Bill, what about my boy? You ever see that the story of Stephen Hawking, the Stephen Hawking story? Genius, right? What about, and I already knew this, what about my boy Tesla? How did Tesla know all the stuff he knows? This is the smartest man. Einstein couldn't even tie Tesla's shoes. Have you ever researched Nikolai Tesla? Nikolai. Remember the movie I was telling you about, the guy's name? Nikolai. Remember the story in the Bible where Jesus, where they talks about the doctrine of the Nicolaitans? Because the Nicolaitans, I can't even tell you what the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, you need to buy the book. Now, I have the show here on Blog Talk for free. If you do not know the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, why God hates Nicolaitans, hates them, you need to get my book. Go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Pick up a copy of my book, The Gospel or the Doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Nikolai. You will always find Nikolai, Nicolaitans. They will always have a guy in a scary movie named Nikolai. Nicolaitans. That's their guardian deity. That's their spirit. That's their ruling disposition. He's usually an incantation. He's a familiar spirit. The word familiar means family liar. Oh, it's been passed down, brothers and sisters, from generation to generation to generation. He's a family liar. The word familiar, look at the word familiar. F-A, it's the word family and the word liar. Together, familiar. Now, that's what it says in James 3. It says that this power, yeah, it does not come from above. It is earthly. That means all of your goals are materialistic. It is sensual. That means everything that you do has to do with the five senses. There's nothing spiritual about you. And last, it is a genius or it is demonic. You got those three things, you are talking to a walk-in, an organic portal, a serpent seed. Now, I know it's tough. It's tough. Because I had, again, you ever read 2 Timothy? It says, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of, and they list 23 attributes. Guess what? I had all 23 of those too. And people was wondering why on January the 1st of 2009, I was, you know, contemplating, you know, putting a bullet in my head. Because it wasn't looking too good for me, brothers and sisters. And so I prayed for the truth, not a truth, or exit stage left. Now, I don't encourage, I don't recommend, I don't advise you to pray that prayer. Because if you pray that prayer that I pray, your life as you know it is over. Because if you really sincerely pray for the truth instead of a truth, then the true God comes down. And then he leads and he guides you into all truth. And you will find your life, now you have been pulled, you have been pushed, and then things unfold. You know, I don't have to go find anything. It comes to me. Everything, every book I write, everything that I do, I don't leave. I sit, you know, you can ask my wife. I sit in this chair 12, 14, 16 hours a day at the computer. I only take breaks because my eyes stand at the computer all day for the last 5-6 years, nonstop, writing all these books. You know, computer strain, carpal tunnel, because I just sit in the chair all day on the computer. Because the Holy Spirit leads and guides me into all truth. So that was number six. Number seven. This is another biggie. Walk-ins, organic portals, serpent seed, they can't love. Now, they will look like it. They will act like it. They will mimic it. Just stick around. Everything they do is self-serving. Impossible. It is impossible for them to feel, and it is impossible for them to love. Everything they do must benefit self. There is no compassion whatsoever. And in order to get what they want, they will come across or they will appear, but they can't feel it. Love is not only something that you do, but love is something that you feel. Now, when I was in the prison system and I was talking with these guys and they would have, you know, and they was telling me this and they were working it up and they was trying to, you know, and I used to love when, go up, when I would take them in front of the parole board. And parole board, you know, they are fighting for their life. They're trying to get out. They have this one opportunity to impress this five-member panel. And they go in front of them and they sociopath, man, they are smooth. But when they say, I'm sorry, oh, man, damn, that's what they already know. Get the cuffs, get the mace, you know, get the taser, because they are going to go off. Because they put on the show, and they acted like they were very charming. They were very connected, very intense. They was pretending to be very remorseful. They was pretending to be very truthful. They was pretending to not wanting to control the situation. They was pretending not to be very intelligent. They was pretending to act like that they wasn't interested in self-gain. James 3 says, where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, self-promotion, there is confusion. Who's the author of confusion? Who's the God of confusion? There is confusion in every evil work. Not some evil, every evil. But notice it didn't just say any kind of evil. I've done the study, so I can't break it down tonight. But you want to look up, and you want to do a word study on the word bitter envy. Brothers and sisters, where there is bitter envy and self-seeking. The word self-seeking means self-promotion. It means self-election. It means that I'm going to elect myself to a position. I don't care if somebody's got a position. What did Lucifer do? He said, I want to be like the Most High. The Most High says, oh, sorry, that's my job. I don't care. I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the side of the North. Self-seeking. It means electioneer. You are politicking. Poly means many. Ticks, blood-sucking animals. These individuals will elect themselves to office at all costs. If you are in their way, you will be removed. So I would suggest you just remove yourself. Otherwise, it was not going to come out good because these individuals can't take no for an answer. They would have said, okay, no. They will walk away, and all they're going to come out the front door, and they're going around to the back door. That's it. They're not leaving. These social paths, these psychopaths, these organic portals, these serpent seeds, these individuals are walk-ins. They are incapable. Number eight, and this is a big one, but now remember, these individuals are very monologue. They understand what I call tone and diction. Now, they don't learn it. They don't go to school for it. It's downloaded into them by their entity. Now, most people don't know that in order to hypnotize somebody, in order to control somebody, you got to use tone and diction. So when you go to church and you hear the preacher do, and he talks like this, and then he's preaching with a certain tone, and then he says, and then he does, that's tone and diction. That puts you into a hypnotic trance. So their speech and their tone or their pace is hypnotic. You don't understand it unless you understand neuro-linguistical programming. Now, Charles Manson, he was an expert at it. Oh, man. I used to love to watch the interviews with Charles Manson because by the time he finished the interview, the person that was interviewing him, they became a Charles Manson advocate. That means that they wanted to get Charles Manson out, and they was willing to work on his behalf to free him. It's amazing. They go in there. The one lady went there and came back. She wanted to marry him. If you sit in the presence of these individuals, they're masters. That's the only way I can put it. They're masters of tone and diction. They understand the psychological, what I call streaming. They understand how to stream consciousness. It's called beaming in the occult community. So you find somebody who is a grammar caster, but again, I didn't tell you that. What they are doing is they are using grammar to cast a spell. It's called beaming. It's called, now, Lupe Fiasco or whatever, they made a rap song or a song about it. And he talked about beaming on stage. Everybody was, they was dancing at the club to a song by that dude named Lupe Fiasco, whatever his name was. He made the song about grammar casting and beaming. But most people don't know what he was saying. Whole time he was saying it, you was probably, throwing your panties on the stage. These rock and roll dudes, you ever wonder why they call groupies? So you go to a rock concert, now back in the 80s, that was cray-cray stuff. And the girls is just melting over these dudes. Now, most rappers, they are not very attractive. No disrespect, but I don't know. But yet they got some of the prettiest women you've ever seen. And not one, not two, 10. And all 10 know about each other, and they cool with it. Why? Tone and diction. Number one, let's go back through them again. Number one, for walk-ins, to be an organic portal, serpent seed. I tear, you are very charismatic. You got the glow. You are very sensual, very charismatic, very attractive, very good looking, very intense. I mean, you are so intense, it's extreme. And you do risky stuff. Nobody else is gonna climb that mountain and jump, and you're the only one go up there and jump repeatedly, and you like it. You are an adrenaline junkie. Why? You ain't got no feelings. You can't feel nothing. So while everybody else is scared to death, you're like, let's do it. Number three, you ain't got no shame in your game. Why? You don't feel it. There is no the brain circuitry is gone. There is no neurological network. There is no neuroplasticity, in the people that have this biological makeup. They are biologically inept. They don't have the biological tools. They don't have mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. They don't have it. Number four, they are professional liars. Number five, they are control freaks. You don't do what they say, man, they go off. Number six, they are extremely intelligent. They know the unknowable. Why? They got a genie. They got a djinn. They got a mojo. They got a sprite. They got something that's been accompanying them since birth, telling them, hey, do this, dude. Do this. Now, they don't know. They don't hear nothing. They just know intuitively. They have the, you know that all serial killers, they do now. I was a cop. Serial killers, criminals, like professional criminals, they don't get caught. Most cops are criminals. I don't know if you guys know this. I didn't tell you this, by the way. You know, most police officers, what's the biggest organized gang in the world? Police officers. You're starting to see it now because cops are starting to beat people down for no reason. Cops are an organized cluster elf. You see cops, you might want to go in the other direction. But I didn't tell you this. Now, see, I know stuff because I used to be one. Law enforcement, that's what they are, magnet for walk-ins. Because now you got a license and you got a gun and a badge. That's the best place to be. You know where the next place at for walk-ins? For the Serpent Seed? Daycares. Why? You work with kids. Oh, man, you got free access. So you want to see some social paths? Look at the leadership of daycares or the leadership of law enforcement. What about politics? Same thing. Very intelligent. Number seven, no love. Inability to operate in love. Number eight, tone and diction. They are rhythmic liars. They have the ability to transfer their spirit through grammar casting, through beaming, neurolinguistical programming. They use their tone and their diction to program you. Number 10, these knuckleheads will never, ever admit guilt. You could catch them red-handed with videotape, and they'll be like OJ. That wasn't me. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. But I got you on videotape, dude. Oh, that wasn't me, man. They're never apologetic. You can catch them dead to rights, and they're gonna figure out a way to come out of it. They're gonna squirm, they're gonna squeeze. They will ask you, make you feel bad for catching them. They are never apologetic. Never apologetic. You won't find them coming and say, and if they do doing it, it's because they're in front of a review board and they're hoping by appearing or acting, it's all an act, but it's not authentic, that you're gonna say, oh, okay. And number 10, the last one, woo, delusional. Delusional. Now, it's not the delusional that you think, where you're like, you automatically can see and you're like, woo, wow, this dude is weird. Nah, it's not that kind of delusional. Walk-ins are geniusly delusional. They have the ability, the sixth sense, to know not only the physical realm, but the psychic realm. That's what I mean by delusional. Now, delusional, my brothers and sisters, means that you have the ability to weave in and out of an elaborate situation. And sometimes, if you watch, it's not quite as elaborate as it looks. Delusional. Delusional is a big one, because they're so busy with all of the other nine things that we discussed that they sometimes forget a step. Usually they don't. These guys are good. They're masters because, again, they are accompanied by a genie or by a djinn or by a mojo or by a sprite. And, again, they look for a specific blood because, it's less oxygen and there's no iron. It's easier for them because, again, those two things inhibit their power. They want to enhance their power. So in order for them to enhance their power, they look for a certain bloodline. It's called the blue blood, and they don't like to intermingle the bloodline. That's why you find that the blue bloods, all of the royals go through history. They all married their brothers and their sisters. They kept their bloodline pure. Why? The genie told them to. The djinn told them to. They understand. You ever heard, that's where the term blue blood comes from. It is the understanding that they want a particular type of person. Not just anybody will do. And if you can understand how all of this works and you can tie all of this together, you have what is called an organic portal. The other race. Now, brothers and sisters, we said a lot of stuff. I did not go very deep into the scriptural stuff because I've done it so many times. Again, Brother Zen Garcia has 3 or 4 books out that goes into from a scriptural base. There is a plethora of scriptures that back up all of the psychology and all of the stuff that I've talked about today that talks about the other race. Now, these organic portals, again, are fit extensions for the walk-ins. For a walk-in, which means basically a terror, which means, again, someone that is a soulless entity. Now, that means you do not have what we have. That means that your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, you want to use one word, conscious. One word that sums everything up that I said tonight, conscious. When you do something, your conscience kicks in. Your conscience says that was great and you feel good about it. Or your conscience says, you know you shouldn't have did that, man. Why you treat that person like that? You know you could be arguing with your wife and you know you're wrong, but you got your pride and your ego. So you know, men, y'all know we do this all the time. Men do this all the time. We know we wrong, but we got our pride and our ego. We're like, man, I'm going to keep arguing this. I ain't going to let this go. And you know you're wrong, but you're not going to go apologize. You know, that's what I'm talking about. These guys, they don't know they're wrong. They think they're right. Everybody and their grandmother says that they're wrong. They're the only ones that said that they're right. Now, sometimes you are the only one right because you're standing on the gospel. That's not what I'm talking about. Because all of the Luciferians, they are all what I just described. And so you get 10 of them together, and you're the only one that says, I believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, You know, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. I believe in Yahushua. I believe in, and they look at you like you cray cray. And they all gang up on you, and you are on they're the broad road, and you're the narrow. That's the exception to the rule. Because you do know that there's more tares than wheat, right? There's more of these guys on the planet than they are the other soul guys. So there are more soulless entities on the planet than there are people with souls. So your chances of running across someone who does not have a conscience is pretty good or pretty high. What do you do when you run across a soulless entity? These organic portals, again, some people say it's, you know, about 60% of the population. I believe it's a little higher. Now, everybody defines a soul a little different. I haven't found no one who defines the soul as I do. Most people say it's the individualized consciousness of an individual. Again, I break down the soul into five parts: mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. The physical comparison, again, on the surface is indistinguishable. On the surface, OPs look the same, although they usually are more attractive. They usually are more well-proportioned. They usually are genetically gifted. They usually are very intelligent. They usually are what we consider very asexual, very physically, you know, muscular, all of the attributes that are attractive on this dimension. OPs usually possess these particular characteristics. They are very charismatic. They are, again, they have the ability to exercise total control, and they try to use that ability to dominate other people, and they try to use it to dominate you. Now, brothers and sisters, from a psychological perspective, they lack reason and logic. They lack love and compassion. And therefore, you're able to identify them. My brothers and my sisters, again, all of this information I have inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Again, the only way to get this book is that you must email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, I don't sell this book to the general public or the 10 books that I'm coming out with this year. All of the topics that I'm doing in 2015, again, is not made to the general public. It is too dangerous. So my brothers and my sisters, that's it. I'm out of time. Again, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information on the 10 books that I'm releasing in 2015 that, again, is going to blow the roof off what we call truth. So we have a truth, but very few people have the truth. My brothers and my sisters, again, thank you everybody so much for listening. I wanted to try to keep it to less than an hour today, but as usual, that didn't happen. My brothers and my sisters, again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. People really are still dreaming.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and principles.
Yeah.
On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and dism to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the sale. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales.
Yeah.
While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with the tail.
Yeah.
They said I wanna go and run and gunning with the team.
Yeah.
They come up with the ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes.
Yeah.
I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of.
Yeah.
Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.